Jesus was born in a manger in Bethlehem because Mary and Joseph were unable to find room at the inn. There were angels and shepherds and wise men. There was a star that foretold his birth, and cows and other barnyard animals, frankincense and myrrh. Growing up Catholic, I had a very specific understanding about what Christmas was all about and what it wasn't. There was not a lot of flexibility in the mythology of the season. I was taught that Christmas was Jesus' birthday, plain and simple, no negotiation. I never questioned or even wondered who Santa Claus was. I was taught that he was a Catholic saint. I mean, he dressed pretty much like a bishop who shared presents with all of the good little Catholic girls and boys. But I have to admit that I did wonder where the tree came from. Was there one in the manger? And did they even have Douglas fir trees in Bethlehem? Who was Rudolph? And did he really have a red nose? And Frosty the Snowman, was there really magic in his hat? Never spent much time thinking about the amalgamation of stories that have become this holiday, the ever-evolving traditions that just are, and the magic that exists during this time of year. What do we find when we unwrap the trimmings of Christmas? Yule? What dwells within the stories and rituals and festivities? Is there important insights to be found within the season? I clearly wandered away from the Catholic religion and then meandered through paganism and Hinduism and Buddhism. To tell you the truth, I'm still meandering. But I want to look closer into the season that in large measure I really truly have just taken for granted. What are my traditions? Why and do they need to change? I've read what is thought of as the history of the season, how our ancestors waited for the sun to return to the north at the time of the solstice, how it is known that for a brief time, the solstice sun halts in the sky, and then it continues its journey, leaving the southern hemisphere behind and heading north again. To explain this annual occurrence, our mythology speaks of an enduring legend of the battle of the Oak King and the Holly King. These two mighty rulers, thought to be brothers, fight for control as the wheel of the year turns. At the winter solstice, or Yule, the Oak King conquers the Holly King and then reigns until midsummer. Once the summer solstice arrives, the Holly King returns to do battle with the Old King and defeats him. This goes on and on, year after year, and is a tale for those who enjoy a good scuffle. Warriors, battle. Another kindler, gentler story explains that Yule or winter solstice represents the rebirth of light. During this longest night of year, the goddess gives birth to the divine child of promise. We heard that in the story that Chris told. His is a promise of summer and the return of the sun. In early human civilization, as the days grew colder and the nights grew longer and darker, candles and fires were lit to lure back the sun. At this time of darkness, while the earth was sleeping, many did not survive. Winter was a time of death and stagnation. Shelter was drafty, or shelty, whatever you want to call it. Disease was common and food was scarce. The night of the sun's rebirth was celebrated with much joy. From this day forward, the days would become longer, even though the cold and the darkness still prevailed. Hope was renewed and the people began to look forward to the warmth of summer. Yule was not celebrated in early Celtic traditions. It was brought to Britain by the invading Saxons, who viewed Yule as a turning time. Yule literally means wheel. Wreaths were popular representations of the endless cycle, the wheel of the year. Evergreens were sacred to the Celts because they did not die, thereby representing the eternal aspect of the goddess. Mistletoe represented the seed of the god, and at midwinter the druids were said to have gone deep into the forest to harvest the mistletoe with golden sickles. I have often thought of the birth of the sun child at Yule to be the personification of the Jesus story played out, or vice versa. Jesus was born on Yule and was considered the son of God, but he could also just as easily be considered the son of the goddess, the divine child. His birth would mark the point of the turning of the literal sun, the S-U-N. Interesting how history weaves together a story that keeps our hopes high and the cold somewhat at bay. This week I've been thinking a lot about the mythology of the season, but being a responsible Unitarian Universalist, I felt compelled to look at all of the evidence, and thus my mind wandered to the scientific reality of our universe, and specifically to our solar system. Holding myth, mystery, and science in tension gives one a unique opportunity to imagine. We have access to information that we have never had before. It provides us with an incredible insight and opportunity to imagine. Imagine our sun is traveling around the Milky Way galaxy, dragging 8 planets in its wake. The Milky Way galaxy itself is traveling through space at 1.3 million miles per hour. The sun travels around the galaxy, expanding ever further outward at 483,000 miles per hour. And the Earth literally chases or gets dragged through space as it spins on its axis. So everything's spreading out. The image is stuck in my head of this huge sort of round, spinning, wonderfully amazing cosmic event. You and I right now are on a journey through space. We are. Our Earth is a spaceship. Maybe the sun is our engine, or it could be the Milky Way itself. Or maybe it's some other grand scheme that we know nothing about yet. How does our scientific understanding bolster or change our mythology? Does it need to? Maybe just realizing that the sun does not move towards or away from the northern hemisphere, it is actually the Earth that moves closer and further away from the sun. It kind of changes stuff a little bit. I know it seems like kind of a subtle point, but when we look at our mythology of the sun king and the divine child, it's fairly human, Earth-centric. Our vantage point is small. Another way to look at our reality is that we, Earthlings, are literally and metaphorically making a journey towards light and dark every minute of every day. Believe it or not, that was an important insight for me. Because not only are we doing it metaphorically, we're doing it literally. Clearly, the stories that comfort us were created to help humankind make meaning, to give us an anchor in a world filled with uncertainty. Somewhere along the way, humanity believed that kings, gods, and goddesses needed to be employed to coerce the sun. Thus, ballads were sung and tales were told that our ancestors waited for longer days. They built big fires and prayed, drummed, danced dances, ate and drank, all to entice the sun back home. While the entire time, they were on a journey through space, destination unknown. We are still on that journey through space right now. Now that is a metaphor for life. We are on a journey. Our destination is unknown. Our creator, unknown. Our life cycle, less than a nanosecond with regard to the grand scale of universal time. And yet our beliefs and our actions matter in this moment. They count. Because in some small way, they change our course. We change our course. Elizabeth Gilbert, the author of Eat, Pray, Love, shares her thoughts about big magic. So this, I believe, is a central question upon which all creative living hinges. Do you have the courage to bring forth the treasures that are hidden within you? Look, I don't know what's hidden within you. I have no way of knowing such a thing. You yourself may barely know, although I suspect you've caught glimpses. I don't know your capacities, your aspirations, your longings, your secret talents, but surely something wonderful is sheltered inside of you. I say this with all confidence because I happen to believe we are all walking repositories of buried treasure. I believe this is one of the oldest and most generous tricks the universe plays on us human beings, both for its own amusement and for ours. The universe buries strange jewels deep within us all, then stands back to see if we can find them. The hunt to uncover those jewels, that's creative living. The courage to go on that hunt in the first place, that's what separates mundane existence from a more enchanted one. The often surprising results of that hunt, that's what I call big magic. We have a choice about how we want to live. Do we want to believe in magic? Does it exist within us? Can we create it? It's interesting, but we have a choice. Choice of how we find hope, how we cultivate and make meaning, especially during the holidays. As we unwrap our gifts, let us also mindfully be aware of the treasures hidden within. As we journey through space, let us also journey within and be open to change and to evolution. Be inspired by a reality that is much larger than who we are as individuals. As we step into next week, a time when we celebrate our traditions and our stories of the sun traveling the sky, and we partake in moments of deep appreciation and generosity, let us also endeavor to expand our stories and our lives. Let us be mindful and informed by the discoveries of our time. Be curious about dark matter and the imaginings of physics. And may we allow them to inspire us, to help us to cultivate a future and a new mythology that contains such understanding. These theories and discoveries are our jewels to one another. They bring to bear all the possibilities of a better and brighter future as we travel across galaxies on this planet. May we be affected and expanded by all that we experience. May the world be affected by all that we share with it. In my humble opinion, that is what Yule and Christmas are all about. A magical time set aside when community, family, and friends realize that it is only together that we can courageously push back the darkness. Only together that we will survive and thrive, and only together that we will evolve. With each treasure found within us as one being, known as Earth. For this we pray, may it be so. Amen.